Radio Rookies goes around the five boroughs of New York City, holding workshops in schools and community centers. The Rookies Broadcast Workshop lasts 6 months, and the stories air on WNYC Radio. The shortwave workshops are 1 month long. They give teenagers a chance to learn the basics of radio production. Their stories are posted here on the Radio Rookies website, like the one you're about to hear.
My name is Erica Diaz. I'm 18 and I'm a senior in high school. I live in the South Bronx. In my neighborhood, a lot of people complain about the government. They want things to change. They want things to be different. But they don't vote. I don't understand.
Last chance to register to vote before the election. Step right up here. Register to vote. It's your last chance before the election. We really need you to register.
My name's Jamie. I'm 22, and I live in Crown Heights, Brooklyn.
What are you doing here today?
I'm with NYPIRG. We're a statewide activist organization, and we do a lot of voter registration. We came out into the subway stations. We're, I think, at 15 subway stations across the city, and getting people to sign up and giving them information about voting.
How important is your job right now?
I hope it's important. I hope it's really important. Granted, New York is not a swing state in the presidential election. It's very important for all these people to be registered to vote, for any people to be registered to vote, because local, state, all those elections really, really matter. And especially here in the South Bronx, it's very important that people vote. This has one of the lowest voting rates in New York City, one of the lowest voting rates of any county in the United States. And it's also one of the poorest counties in the United States. So we really, really need people to register to vote and make their voice heard here.
This guy came all the way from Brooklyn just to give people from my neighborhood an opportunity to register. But around here, it's like nobody cares. When I got out into the streets, I asked him why not. Hello, how you doing? My name is Erica Diaz from Radio Rookies. Are you going to vote?
Nah.
Why not? Some didn't speak English.
No English.
Some weren't even citizens.
Me? I'm not a citizen.
And the ones who were citizens and could vote, they just want to get on with their lives.
Bradley Cabrera, 21, from the Bronx.
Are you going to vote this year?
Nah, I'm not really going to vote this year. I'm not getting into that.
Why not?
Because it's always bull. Everything they say is bull, so why would you rather just listen to her? Just live your life and keep moving your way. Forget about everybody else. It's true, though.
But then I talked to one guy who says, we don't have a choice.
Oh, my name? Well, everybody call me K.
Where did you learn about politics?
I'm living in it. I'm living in it. That's why. I don't study it or nothing. I'm just in it. There's no way you can go around it. Either you could try to ignore it, and that's up to the person. But, you know what I'm saying? We all a part of it because we all humans that live here. So what's the difference? It affects everything. Jobs, where you live, and all that. So you got to be a part of it. Simple and plain.
Hearing him saying that made me think differently about everything. Man, it made me think about the rats and the cockroaches, why nobody's doing anything to get rid of them. And it made me think about how there's not enough trash cans in the corner and everybody litters. It made me think about the jobs, how if I finally get a job, I want a good wage. It made me think about when I finally graduate from high school, I want to go to college, so I'm going to need some financial aid.
If you're a young person and concerned about financial aid in college and whether you're going to have a good education, well, listen to the politician that's talking about what he's going to do about financial aid.
We came across a guy, the commissioner.
My name is Commissioner J.C. Polanco. I'm the Bronx Republican Commissioner at the Board of Elections.
In front of him, there was cameras and a microphone. I really wanted to interview him because he looked like a very important person. What could you say to those who believe that voting doesn't make a difference?
When people say that, I ask them to reconsider that thought process. Voting is the way we demonstrate how we feel about a certain topic or a certain issue. We vote on politicians that are going to address the issues that impact our communities. And if you're concerned about the issues in your community, if you're concerned about crime in your community, well then, politicians have to address those things. And once you vote for them and put them in office, they're going to be responsible for making sure that those issues are addressed. If not, guess what? You vote them out. So I think it's very important to participate.
On November 4th is a big day because I'm going to vote for the first time ever. And all those people who want things to change and all those people who complain about the government, some of them are going to be with me and some of them are going to stay home. For those who choose not to vote, for those who cannot vote, who wants to vote, I want to make sure that their voices are heard through me. And that's why I'm going to vote.